Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Paul Gatling here with you. Who says brick and mortar retail is declining? They aren't saying that at Sam's Furniture. The Springdale retailer has two buildings totaling 170,000 square feet of showroom and warehouse space along Interstate 49. And the company now has plans to add a third building with an additional 50,000 square feet. Joe Donaldson, who is president of the family-owned company, spoke with Kim Souza recently about those expansion plans. It's the subject of our cover story in the latest issue of the Business Journal. Donaldson's parents, Sam and Becky Donaldson, started the business in 1991 in downtown Springdale. It was a flea market that also sold used furniture. But it wasn't long before the Donaldsons adjusted that business model and started building the company to what it is today, the largest furniture store in Arkansas. You can find out more about the company's business model and its expansion plan in the current issue. The digital version is online and for free at nwabusinessjournal.com. Still to come on today's report, we'll learn more about one of the state's leadership programs. That's after the break on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The selection process and program itself may look a bit different this year because of COVID-19. But one of the state's leadership programs is searching for its next class of leaders. LEAD-R, that's LEAD, capital A-R, as in Arkansas, offers participants an in-depth and global view of issues facing their communities, state, and country. The 22-month program includes bi-monthly seminars, a week in Washington, D.C. to gain insight on the policymaking process and how it impacts Arkansas, and an international study tour to compare communities and economies and find cultural sharing opportunities. The University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service organizes the program, and Dr. Julie Robinson manages the program. Here now is an interview with Roby Brock and Dr. Julie Robinson from a recent episode of Talk Business and Politics.
Well, LEAD-R is a leadership development program that started back in 1984, so it is 36 years old. And it is not only about building a network, although that's a major component of the program, but it's rooted in community development and asset-based approaches to addressing some of the major issues facing Arkansans. Participants are immersed in different communities across the state, and they get to know major issues and opportunities through the lens of the community members that live there while exploring the major issues facing Arkansas communities.
What do participants do in the program? What's the schedule? Kind of give me a couple of examples about that.
The program consists of seminars. It's a two-year program, so there are 9 seminars that are every other month, and this year we are going to incorporate some virtual components that will go in between those every other month face-to-face sessions, where we will spend a little bit more time on the virtual side of things, focusing on theory and those leadership tools that they can use. And then whenever we get the opportunity to be face-to-face in the seminars is where we'll actually get to start applying those that new knowledge that they're going to walk away with from the virtual sessions and In the seminars, we cover a broad range of subjects from health, education, agriculture, transportation, infrastructure, criminal justice, and public policy as well.
Well, I guess a lot of the virtual stuff you're planning is because of COVID-19. Is that what's driving some of the differences in how you're coordinating things this year?
Well, you are correct. COVID-19 probably drove a little bit of this, but really with the technology that we have available to us, and hopefully as our communities across the state get more connected as far as internet infrastructure, we want to take our learning opportunities to our class participants. We understand that family dynamics and work roles change as generations change, and so we want to accommodate, or we want to adjust the program so that it is current and relevant and accommodate the participants' evolving dynamics. And so the virtual components, yes, are driven by COVID-19, but it's time that we adjust and bring our program delivery to a little bit more current format.
Tell me, what successes have you seen from the Lead Our program? Give me a success story.
So probably our most notable success stories are, of course, all of the leaders that have come through the program. We have a little over 500 alumni. We are currently recruiting for that class 19 because, like I said, it's a two-year program. And we've had people that have been state representatives, legislators, educators, school board members, mayors, CEOs, presidents of companies and organizations, various administrative and executive roles, small business owners. The people that come out of the program and the way that they are able to implement change to improve the lives of our Kansans and improve their communities and really develop that statewide network. And also the community leadership projects. Some of our more notable ones are we've had a LEADR alumni that developed a whole new branch of their county library system. We've had, and one of our probably more fun ones that we like to mention is the annual Goat Festival in Perryville, Arkansas. That one always stands out and gets people's attention.
That's Dr. Julie Robinson, who manages the LEAD AR program for the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service. The members of Class 19 will be announced in early September, and the program begins later that same month. Turning now to other news we're following this week, Walmart stores will be closed this Thanksgiving, the retailer announced Tuesday. In a memo to employees, Walmart U.S. President and CEO John Furner announced another bonus for employees and that stores will break from tradition and close for Thanksgiving, which usually is the start of the holiday shopping season and Black Friday weekend. A Springdale law firm is facing a multi-million dollar malpractice lawsuit brought by a former client whose allegations include ethics violations, fraud, and professional negligence. Little Rock attorneys representing Stephen Booth of Washington County filed the 55-page complaint late last week in Washington County Circuit Court in Fayetteville. It names Joseph Reese, Lee Moore, and law firm RMP LLP as defendants. And the CEO of one of Northwest Arkansas's longest-serving nonprofits has died. Cindy Ballou headed up the Sunshine School and Development Center in Rogers since 2012. Ballou died this past Saturday. She was 47. For more news, be sure to visit us online at nwabusinessjournal.com and our sister website, talkbusiness.net, where you'll find state and regional business headlines each and every day. We appreciate you tuning in for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.